13 years ago, British Gas drilled the Gaza Marine 1 and Gaza Marine 2 wells 30 kilometers off the coast of Gaza. The drilling led to the discovery of a massive natural gas field with 1.4 trillion cubic feet of proven gas reserves. In 2011, Tel Aviv authorized the U.S.-based Noble Energy, a crude oil and gas exploration giant, to begin developing the field. But the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, PCHR, says the offshore field belongs to the Palestinians.
Israel has no right, to take all that gas and not allowing Gazans, to use any of it. Misusing natural resources, totally illegal, prohibited by international law and by especially Geneva Conventions. And in case the belligerent occupation do as such, they should be either hold accountable, redress, and compensate the Palestinian people.
Because of the Israeli blockade, Palestinians don't have enough cooking gas in the coastal enclave. They aren't allowed to develop or tap into their own gas fields either.
The coast of Gaza has a natural gas, but we can't utilize it. It's so unfair. We suffer from gas shortages. Israel wants to control our energy resources.
International law forbids occupying entities from using, transferring, or selling the natural resources of any occupied land. A report by the UN Economic and Social Council also says Israel not only prevented Palestinians from accessing and utilizing their natural resources, but also depleted and endangered them.
The offshore field is massive. It stretches to the Lebanese border, but Palestinians can't develop it because of Israeli occupation. The international community should put pressure on Tel Aviv to let Palestinians have access to their own energy resources. This will put an end to the energy crisis and economic downturn in Gaza.
Experts say Israel will continue to tap into Gaza's natural gas reserves to meet its needs after supplies from Egypt were interrupted amid the unrest in the Sinai Peninsula.
Experts say that Tel Aviv's monopoly on Gaza's energy and natural resources violates international laws and norms. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.